I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's insurance commissioner says she's not surprised that health insurance companies are asking for rate increases next year of more than 20-30%. But she says those are just requests, and it'll be at least a couple of months before the actual rates are known. Monica Lindeen's office has the power to deny health insurance companies rate increase requests if the companies can't justify the higher prices. That's power the state legislature gave the commissioner only a year ago. Lindeen says it's very early in the process of reviewing the new rate requests, which were just made public this week.
We have an independent actuary that we're working with who's in the process of doing the initial review.
Lindeen says one reason rates might need to be higher this year is because now is the first time that insurance companies have had a full year's business experience to look back on under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Until now, they haven't had good numbers on revenue and expenses in a world where they can no longer deny people coverage for pre-existing medical conditions or charge people with them substantially more. Insurance companies nationwide are now saying that they're paying out more in claims than they originally estimated. Nor did insurance companies know what to expect from the so-called Obamacare law that for the first time required most Americans to have health insurance or face a tax penalty.
Well, I think we were all a little concerned, not just here in Montana, but across the country, that, you know, you have insurance companies who are fighting to gain market share, and so they're trying to keep their costs as low as possible. There's no claims history to evaluate, really, those rates that were originally set. And so there was some concern that maybe they were set too low originally. And it turns out to be true.
Lindeen says she's also concerned that health insurance companies might be asking for higher premiums as a hedge against the U.S. Supreme Court this month ruling that people in states like Montana that use the federal health care exchange can no longer get federal subsidies to help them afford health insurance.
We told insurance companies here in Montana not to take that into account, but certainly at this point I don't know if they did, if they followed my advice.
But the insurance commissioner's power to deny rate increases is limited by one major factor, Lindeen says.
There's nothing we can do as regulators and as insurance company with the cost of going to get some type of procedure. That's something that the hospitals and the clinics and the physicians need to figure out, and we all need to work collectively to figure out, is how do we drive down that cost of care.
This year could also be an anomaly in terms of how much health care people are actually getting, since many of the insurance company's new customers have only now been able to afford health coverage because they're getting Obamacare subsidies.
There was a lot of pent-up demand for health care, and as a result, you know, they did have a lot of claims. And I think that you will see that trend downwards as folks have been getting that pent-up care.
Last year, the average premium increase for individual health insurance plans in Montana was only 1.5%, so a potential increase next year of 20-30% is a big leap. But Lindeen says that before President Obama's health care law passed, double-digit rate increases were common in Montana, and those being requested for next year are not the largest she's seen in her tenure as insurance commissioner.
And I think it's also important to remember that, well, the insurance rate is probably going to be higher. We're going to review those rates, and we're going to make sure that it's actually needed. And we will file objections with the company to bring it down if it's not needed.
There's no hard and fast date for when health insurance prices for next year in Montana will become final. State law gives the insurance commissioner a 60-day time period to work with insurers to set premium prices, but Lindeen says the process can take longer if her office and insurance companies need more time for dialogue. I'm Eric Whitney.